This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning, Daniel Pazinski. We've talked to him in the past. He's the owner, president of multi-generational Paul and Sandy's 2 on Route 66 in East Hampton. And this time of the year, Dan, you guys have done something that is just cool. Pumpkin Town, USA. There's the ride that it's just been known. There's the village, but that had to change up a little bit this year. We'll back up from that a little bit to start. How is Paul and Sandy's doing this year? I mean, it's been a very dry spring, summer, going into fall. And how have things gone this year with the Garden Center?
Actually, even though we've had a dry summer, as it's been hot and dry, you know, the Garden Center's been doing very well. And we attribute that to a lot of people, you know, staying from home, staying at home or working from home. And a lot of people, you know, not going on vacations, doing the staycation thing. And so they're, you know, buying plants and shrubs and things like that to beautify their house. So they're, you know, a lot of people are staying home, and it's worked out very well for us over the summer months.
All right. I think that's one of the things that was interesting is, you know, we all kind of got told to stay home from work. So everyone was like, okay, I can't use the excuse, dear. I have to do work. I have time to do these things at home. I've heard from more people that have never gardened before that this was the year they got into it.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Our vegetable sales, you know, our vegetable plant sales have just went through the roof this year. A lot of people doing the home gardening thing, which is great. You know, people got away from it for a few years, and you know, it's nice to see, you know, families getting together. They're getting their kids involved and doing the gardening and, you know, watching the plants grow over the season and now into harvest time. It's great. It's you know, good family fun. You know, it's just great to see the families coming together over gardening at home.
And that's one thing, you know, the good family fun. Pumpkin Town, Paul and Sandy's have done a fantastic job over the years of that fun family fall tradition. But like, you know, we've been saying, COVID, the pandemic, everyone doing stuff remotely, you kind of had to change a little bit. So we'll start with the village. What's going on, or in this case, not going on with the village this year?
Yeah, it's correct. With, you know, trying to do the social distancing with the village, it was just almost impossible for us to do, you know, with the village. You know, it's just such close contact. And you know, the main thing for us at Pumpkin Town is just keeping, you know, first of all, our staff safe, but more importantly, our customers safe as well. So we just didn't feel this year that it would be safe to operate the village the way we have in the past. So, you know, unfortunately, the village is open to walk through, no admission. You know, there's pumpkins out there for sale, and there's a few scenes that are there to, you know, get some pictures taken. The How Tall This Fall is up. So, you know, if people have come in the past and made some memories, that is up. But that one, you know, the village, we definitely had to adjust for COVID.
So now we'll move across the street, if you will, where the ride, as it's affectionately known now. You know, I used to get up there, park. The staff did a fantastic job of getting cars in and out. You would go park, walk over, get your cider or your donuts or whatever it was. Then you would wait in line for a hayride. That kind of had to be adjusted a little bit this year, too.
That's correct. You know, due to COVID again, we just felt it wouldn't be safe to put customers on the hay trailers like we have in the past. So we, as a family, got together and said, you know, how can we still give our customers some great entertainment? So we came up with the idea of having people drive their own vehicles through the Pumpkin Town Forest in their own cars, staying safe and protected.
And that's one thing. I mean, there's room in there. Like I said, you're able to fit a tractor and a trailer behind it so people can go through. And one of the cool things that you've always done is there's always been like a challenge, I guess, to the kids and the families that are on the hayride to pick out how many pumpkins or gourds or eggs or something. But you've kind of taken that to the next level this year with its own scavenger hunt, if you will.
That is correct. So you get, when you come up to the ride, you know, you can make your reservations online at pumpkintown.com, and you also have a chance to pick a food item on there, which you can pay for when you arrive.
I like that, the nice little bundles. There's different bundles. That's pretty cool, you know. It's like a 3D real life drive through movie.
Absolutely, you know. So we call that Treats for the Trail, and then in the bag Treats for the Trail is the scavenger hunt. So there's an actual sheet. So as you're going along, you're looking for you know, different things along the trail. And it definitely, you know, keeps the kids engaged. They're having a great time, you know, and the adults love it as well.
And that's one thing that it is all ages. I mean, the creativity that you and your staff put into some of these pumpkin displays or community displays in some cases where it's like the school, and there's a lot that goes on to this. You know, when do you guys start? And this year had to be a little bit of a wrench being thrown into wheel. When do you guys start planning the design and the layout for the hayride or yep. the ride?
Yep, it usually happens. We start gearing up actually like the 1st of August. You know, as summer starts to wind down a little bit, we start gearing up for our fall season, you know, with Pumpkin Town. And again, it was very challenging this year with COVID and how we were going to adapt, you know, this Pumpkin Town season for COVID. And so with the trail and allowing people to drive their own vehicles, you know, on the trail through the Pumpkin Town Forest, that presented some challenges for us, you know, upgrading the surface on the trail. There's a bridge when you're on the trail, so we had to modify the bridge some. And but it starts really in August, and this year was, like I said, very challenging. But, you know, as usual, my staff was up to the challenge, and we made it happen.
That's one thing. I mean, the staff you have over there is fantastic. We camp down the road over at Nelson's, and we're always stopping in, either getting stuff from, you know, the farm stand or getting some stuff for, like, we got some mulch there for the flower beds. There's a little bit of everything, and that's one of the things that I like about Paul and Sandy's, too, is it extends not just the growing season, but the outdoor season, if you will. You know, you have the bird seed for the fall. I don't know what it was. The other year, we bought a hummingbird feeder from you guys.
Yep.
And this year, I was finally like, you know, we got the time. Let me put it up. I was amazed at the hummingbirds we have. You know, it's those little things to bring the family outdoors and the ride, the Pumpkin Town.
Absolutely. You know, we're a four-season shop. We're open year-round. You know, and a lot of people just know us for Pumpkin Town. They just see us in the fall. Mm-hmm. But actually, we do a big Christmas business. We sell a lot of Christmas trees, poinsettias, wreaths, things like that. And then we roll into spring where, obviously, we grow a lot of our own plants, hanging baskets, perennials, things like that, shrub yard. You know, we're a full-service garden center through the season. And then, again, right into fall. So we're definitely a four-season shop for sure.
And you've been dealing with pumpkins, you know, your entire life. Do you have any pumpkin carving tips?
definitely use, you know, especially the bigger jack-o'-lanterns now. Everyone likes those big pumpkins is, you know, get a nice sturdy knife, something that's got a good edge to it. And, you know, just be careful and take your time as you're carving the pumpkins.
Because one thing, you know, the kids always want to carve a pumpkin. My kids, we got it. But as soon as they have to reach their hand in for that first pull of the seeds
yep.
and the innards, it freaks them out. And yeah. I'm like, that's the best part.
Yes, absolutely. So it's definitely a strange feeling for sure.
You know, we've taken the seeds out and I've done them, you know, toasted in the oven with yep. some sea salt. And there's just something about... To be, you know, I guess you could play two separate sides of the fence here when this time rolls around. Everything in the world is pumpkin spice. There's nothing that's not pumpkin
right.
spice.
Yep.
I'm not a big pumpkin spice fan, but just that time, this time of the year, dealing with the pumpkins in the fall and the foliage and the different flowers in season and the ride, you know, Pumpkin Town, it's in our minds as our family, it's the start of fall. Fall has started. And that's one thing is I was happy to see you guys are continuing it. So if people want more information, like you said, they have to register. Now, how can we get people to register?
If they go right on our website, pumpkintown.com, links you right up to where you're going to make your reservations. It's very easy to navigate through. You can make a food choice there and then head on down. And it'll give you certain time slots. And you pick your time slot, and even if you show up a little early or a little late, we can accommodate that too. Or if you're just driving by and you want to stop in, most of the time we have room to fit you in. You can pay for it right up on the hill, and you can take a great ride through the Pumpkin Town Forest, you and the whole family.
And then, you know, that's one thing. It's on beautiful 66 in East Hampton, Belltown, as it's affectionately called by the locals. And, you know, Route 66 is just a nice ride in general. So you can, you know, stop in, take the ride through Pumpkin Town, continue the ride. Connecticut has a lot of things to offer this time of year. And I'm excited, and it's in a weird way that COVID and this whole pandemic has brought people adventuring a little bit more. There's been people on the hiking trails. You know, you're seeing more people get out and about in a weird self-isolation way. They're actually expanding, and it's kind of cool. And 66 is one of those great roads that you can just jump on off the end of Route 9 and just head east. You know, there's so many things to see.
It's a great ride through 66. There's a lot of local attractions. Gillette's Castle, for one, is close by to us. You go up to the castle, look over the river, see the foliage. It's just a great experience.
And, you know, the things like this, you know, Paul and Sandy's, Pumpkin Town, Gillette Castle, like you said, there's so many great things to do in Connecticut that people, I want to get people out. This is the time of year. We can't complain. It's too hot. There's too many bugs. You know, this is what New England is about. That's why we're all here. You know, people travel all over to see our foliage that's in our own backyard and see attractions like Pumpkin Town, Paul and Sandy's, and just great things. So if people want more information, like you said, they can head over to PumpkinTownUSA.com or PumpkinTown.com. Sorry. Head over to PumpkinTown.com. There's plenty of information. I was looking at, you know, the food choices. Now I want some hot apple cider and some, there's just so much buttered popcorn. It's amazing.
Apple cider donuts, which we make here every day. They're just absolutely delicious.
And that's the, you can get those, you can get, you know, stop into the farm stand, pick up two or three dozen apple cider donuts, bring them to friends and family. There's nothing like it. Again, joining me this morning, Dan Pazinski from Paul and Sandy's, two multi-generational farm stand, farm, Pumpkin Town, the ride. It's just a great place to visit because remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.